Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 14th at the Ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, it's a hard time for the beef and cattle industry right now. Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says the key to survival of the industry is to explore the assets that producers can market.
You know, for years we've just been beef, and that's the center of our plate, if you will, but there's other things we can offer to consumers. Not only now we need to take care of that center of the plate, that beef, and produce beef as best and as efficiently and as economically as we can, and that's probably not going to look anything like what Granddad did, if you will. But I think we also have to look at other opportunities. How do I leverage my groundwater rights to be beneficial? How do I leverage the wildlife that I have on my ranch? How do I leverage the picturesque opportunities on my ranch for folks? You know, those are, and some of that kind of sounds crazy, but boy, howdy, there's a lot of folks who are taking advantage of that, and they're adding revenue income streams to their agriculture operation and getting into the business or sustaining their business, if you will. I think we have to ask those types of questions. And then as we think about the immense amount of capital that's going to generationally transfer over the next 20 years in our business, you know, we talk about the average age of the rancher. That's going to come to town, if you will, and those assets, land and so forth, are going to be transferred to the next generation, and we're already seeing that. How do we make sure that's done in an efficient manner so that this new generation can come into the business and raise their families, raising beef and feeding not only themselves and not only our country, but the world?
Kelsey says he's excited about those added value opportunities for producers and the future for the next generation beef producers. Well, taking a look at the latest drought monitor map that was released yesterday, it still shows a small section in far western Oklahoma in the panhandle that continues to need a good drink of water. However, the dry areas in the southwest that we've been watching were basically washed away in the March 18th storms. Today, the worst drought in Oklahoma is found only in the northwestern tip of Cimarron County, and that accounts for less than 1% of the state's total land area, the same percentage as last week. The latest picture shows those pockets of moderate drought and abnormally dry in southwest Oklahoma now at 11.6%. That's down from 19% last week. Interestingly, 3 months ago, these categories accounted for almost 50% of the state's land mass. Well, the Food and Drug Administration announced a scale back of domestic inspections to protect agency workers. Specifically, the FDA has temporarily postponed all domestic routine surveillance facility inspections. These are facility inspections the FDA traditionally conducts every few years based on risk analysis. The FDA says all domestic for cause inspection assignments will be evaluated and will proceed if mission critical. In keeping with federal guidance this week, the FDA also directed all eligible FDA employees to begin teleworking. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Pollard Farms 21st Annual Bull Sale is happening this coming Saturday, March 21st, starting at 12:30 p.m. at the Pollard Farms private sale facility in Wacomas, Oklahoma. If you're unable to attend the sale in person, internet bidding will be available through liveauctions.tv. Phone bidding will be available sale day, or you can contact Matt Sims, Barry Pollard, or Keenan Penley to place a bid. All sight unseen purchases are guaranteed to be satisfactory upon delivery. For more information, go to pollardfarms.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.